Time now for the Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Good, well, Brandon. How are you?
Good. Last night, Texas and Iowa State postponed their game against Texas Tech. This Saturday for the Cyclones, also postponed. A little bit of unfortunately, a rough stretch here for the Cyclones, and hopefully we'll be able to get back on track on Monday night with a big game as well, too. But have you heard anything as far as the program and how the recovery? I know there was some COVID issues reported last week with their game, Kansas, that was postponed.
Yeah, I haven't heard any details. I do know that, you know, basketball is a lot different than football. You have a limited number of players. If one of them gets sick and they've been exposed to the others, it's going to spread pretty quickly because they're all riding on the same bus. And, you know, it's hard to separate the basketball guys as much as you can separate a football team, you know, into groups. And so that's the situation that Iowa State's in. And, you know, hopefully by Monday, the Oklahoma State game, they can come back. If not, they've got another 5 full days before they were to play again.
You know, the other thing that, and I brought this up to you as we chatted before the show here, but there is about a week and a half, almost a two-week gap between the last regular season scheduled game on February 27th and the Big 12 tournament on the 10th of March. So there is a little bit of time to make up some of these postponed games, right?
Yeah, and that was by design for that very reason, and it will be put to use for that, I'm sure. I think, you know, but as you're starting to see more and more teams postpone games around the league, it isn't just Iowa State. It's been happening all over the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be hard to make up all those games, and maybe they won't make them all up. I don't know. But they did at least buy themselves that amount of time at the end. And then you could start seeing some games on Thursday nights. You know, that's typically a night where there isn't a lot, and then teams don't play on Fridays. So, you know, if you had like a Tuesday game, maybe you could schedule another game on a Thursday, or like Iowa State next week has a Monday game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could sneak in a Thursday game. I don't know. They're going to be traveling again to, you know, into Mississippi State on Saturday. So we'll see. But I do think there's going to have to be some creative scheduling to get it all in. The other thing, Brandon, would be, you know, do you even have the Big 12 tournament? Now, I know nobody has said that officially, but, I mean, there's been a lot of college basketball people, not just about the Big 12 conference, but about all the conferences saying, hey, why are we even having these conference tournaments? You know, let's use that week to get in more of these games and then just get to the NCAA tournament. But we'll see. I don't know if that'll happen, but, you know, there's going to have to be some creative things that go on to get all these games in.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well said. One thing I did want to bring up, last question for you. You know, we didn't really talk about it so far yet for the football team, but 2021 early commits are in there, and Iowa State, from what I see, came in with a national rank of 52. A pretty good recruiting class, it looks like, for Iowa State.
Yeah, it sure seems to be, and the recruiting is definitely upgraded. With Matt Campbell here, there's no question that Iowa State has had some of its highest-ranked classes. They're still not going to be above Texas and Oklahoma in the rankings of classes. But as we've learned, you don't always necessarily have to have a bunch of five-star guys to beat those teams. Now, it helps, but I do feel like Iowa State's getting the guys they want. They're really identifying guys, bringing them into their system, developing them, and it's really worked out very, very well. And I think that will continue. Matt Campbell and his staff have done a great job of identifying the kind of guys that can really come in and make an impact in their program.
And one thing, you know, Matt Campbell was, you know, everybody thinks, you know, as soon as Iowa State and a program like that wins a big bowl game that he might leave. But it seems like he's, you know, just about as committed as they come to staying there and building something great at Iowa State.
I think so, you know, and I'm not saying he'll never leave, but so far there's a lot of evidence to say that he really loves it at Iowa State. And, you know, and I think a big part of that for him is just how much his coaching staff, he enjoys that staff. He enjoys coming to work with those guys every day, enjoys the players in this program, and they feel like they still have some great special things to accomplish. And so, you know, it's a neat situation because there's no question he's had multiple opportunities to jump at other things, probably with more money involved, but money is not the number one thing in Matt Campbell's life. He wants a happy life. He wants to, and to him, happiness is developing young people and making them better. And He really has been doing that at Iowa State, and I think he really enjoys doing it with the people he's doing it with at Iowa State and the direction of Jamie Pollard. And we'll see. You know, down the road, maybe something will happen a few years from now where something just perfect comes along for him and he can't say no. But I think he's pretty close to perfection where he is in his mind, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. And, you know, Ames is a special place to be, that is for sure. Good college atmosphere, you know.
It is, and you can win here, as he's proven. And I think he likes the idea of winning in a place where people thought nobody could win. And so, you know, we saw Bill Snyder do this at Kansas State, and he passed up a million jobs and stayed there. And Gary Patterson at TCU, similar situation. And I think Matt has a ton of respect for those two gentlemen. And so, you know, we'll just see. I don't know anything. I'm Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing, all right? But I know what my eyes tell me, and what my eyes are telling me is this guy really has something special going in Ames.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Great to hear. John, thanks for the time, as always.
Yeah, my pleasure, Brandon. Take care.